Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm back in black. How we doing out there? This is Harrell. This is Mad Dog and Harrell, where we give good, bad advice. Give us a call tonight, man. We're just hanging out. We're talking whatever we want to talk about. We had some difficulties last week. We're trying to redeem ourselves this week. We've got big plans for this show. It's going to be every Monday, 8 to 10. Don't miss it. We're going to give away a lot of stuff. We're going to do a lot of stuff. It's still going to be all about racing, but we're going to talk to everybody about racing, every kind of racing out there. So it's going to be a more rounded show, all right? So hang out, and we'll listen to a few songs, and we'll get right back at you. This is Harrell. You're listening to Mad Dog and Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hit. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played,
fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you dog fight, no child, no.
Welcome to paradise.
GX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racers. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184. good one. I'm liking that song. What up, what up? Harrell here. You're listening to Mad Dog and Harrell. I found Mad Dog. We can start the show now. He was lost, but now he's found. So, man, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. I'm getting ready for kind of a big day tomorrow. Getting everything sorted so we can make it go as smooth as possible. But feeling good, feeling confident, ready to go.
Nice, nice. How about your weekend? You have a good weekend, man. Did you do anything fun and exciting?
You know how that goes. Same thing. Chase the boys around. Chase the daughter around. We went to this. You know what? It's a good. This is a good outlet because I had a had some questions that I wanted to answer this morning. So this is how we went to the skate park and ran into a couple little snotty little shithead kids, we'll say.
Right.
And I was wondering, like, you know, one of the kids offended Mason pretty bad, and I'm like, you know, well, how do you handle this? Do you just walk away, or when do you let your kid pop another kid in the nose? You know what I mean? Like,
well, this is going to be my good, bad advice. Okay. This is going to be my best bad advice I can give. you know, it's like, you want to let him go right out of the gate. You know what I mean? You want to say, don't even put up with that, go over there and smack him right in the lips. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what we need more of. You know what I mean? In society is more like, you know, kids sticking up for kids and, you know, instead of the bullying thing, you know what I mean? Cause he's trying to bully him, right? It's pretty much what you're saying.
Well, it was kind of like a verbal thing, you know. It's like, you know, you go to the skate park, Mason's 7 years old. He's a big kid like his dad. And, you know, I think what happens is, you know, kids see him and they're like, man, that kid's got to be like 8, 9, or 10 or something. And he shows up on this cool kid little scooter and he doesn't know what he's got. I don't even know what he's got. You know, I found the coolest scooter I could find for the cheapest price. And all these kids like the thing. And so we get to the skate park and all these kids are like, hey, let me ride your scooter. And he'll usually let them ride, but we just stop by this one to check it out real quick. I'm like, hey, bud, why don't you just ride it for now? Because we have like literally 10 minutes here because we were at another skate park all day. And so the kid starts asking, well, hey, what kind of tricks can you do? What kind of tricks can you do? And Mason's like, oh, I'm still learning. I can only really bunny hop and stuff. And then the kid looks over to his other little buddy and goes, see, I told you all the kids with the sickest scooters are trash. And I go, man, if somebody said that to me, it wouldn't even be a question, you know, but what do you do when it's just a little kid? It's just words, you know, it's like, I guess the words didn't really hurt him. Maybe they can make him stronger, but.
Well, you know, there's a couple ways you can go about it. You know, you can grab the little guy by his neck and say, hey, listen, you little summon of a beep in your mouth like that again, and I'll freaking knock you silly. Or you ask him this, do you think you could beat up your daddy? And when he goes, no, I say, well, I will kick your daddy's ass. I will fuck your daddy up. All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
Okay,
that's
now
good.
That's one way. That's one way. So, or you kind of just take your kid aside, you know, and tell him, go wait over here, and you go talk to that kid. Say, look, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what your deal is, you know what I mean? I don't know why you got to be a little smartass. Don't be a punk, you know what I mean? Be cool, dude. It's not
right.
Cool to be a punk, and you got to try to teach him a lesson, you know what I mean? In the meantime, and if he doesn't accept that, then you just got to walk away. You know,
yeah.
First you try to talk to him and say, hey, bro, what? You know, you don't even know us. What do you mean? You know?
That's
try
kind
to
of the crazy part is, like, I've done that so many times, and I think this time I was like, dude, I don't even have the energy right now to like, try to, you know, give this kid a lesson. You know what I mean? Like, where's your freaking mom and dad? You know? I would never let my kid talk to someone like that.
Yeah.
No,
but you know what? That's how their mom and dad talk. That's why he does it.
Yep.
You know? So, I mean, your kids, you know, whether you like it or not, they're not going to do what you say. They're going to do what you do.
Right.
Have to be an example, you know what I mean? And by not freaking out and going off on them kids, you were a good example, you know what I mean? So that's a good thing.
For sure.
But, you know,
I want
like,
some
you know
advice.
Where you draw the line? You know, I gave it to you the first time. You go over and grab the little guy and you bring him by his neck and tell him, go home and get his daddy.
Yeah.
Hurry up. You know?
time's a wasting.
I mean, but that's how it used to be when I was a kid. You know what I mean? The big kids, you didn't talk to the big kids like that. Because they would.
Right.
They'd wring your neck, you know? That's just what happens.
It's
going to
catch up with them.
Right? Right? It's just, I don't know, it's just setting those kids up for, you know, later in life to be, you know, the bullies aren't cool. So if you're trying to be a bully out there and think it's cool, then just don't do it, man, because it ain't making you cool anymore. It's making you look like an idiot. So don't be a bully and call Mad Dog if you're getting bullied, because he's a big guy. He'll come freaking rescue you. Okay, his number is beep boop beep 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 boop beep 55 beep boop boop 66.
Toll free, call
get
that. Yeah, I wrote it down. What'd
we'll
you do this weekend?
Oh man, I just drove my cart. Went and practiced
where
in Prairie City.
Right on.
PP. Yeah, I went both days. Nevada Kart Sport was up for the weekend and had most of the team out there. Even
awesome.
Jeff Peterson came out. He came out and did a little bit of testing before Super Nats.
Okay.
So it was cool to, you know, be out there with him. You know, it's kind of like, you know, studs, man. The studs in the business, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you go to SCUSA, I don't care what class you're in, you get a championship and you're doing all right, right?
I would have to agree with that. I mean, there's no shitty drivers up front, you know what I mean? It's
right.
But I'll tell you this, there's some good drivers in shitty positions, I'll tell you that, because those fields are stacked.
For sure. That's what, on a hump day with Harrell, they're going to have, who do we got? We've got Jess Peterson, we've got Gary Carlton,
mm-hmm.
and we've got Kai Sorensen.
Oh, wow.
That's our lineup for hump day. Yeah, I mean, that's our lineup for hump day. So everybody out there, tell a friend, check out hump day and talk to three just amazing drivers, you know?
Absolutely. That's going to be good. I'm going to be listening into that one because I want to hear how excited Gary is after his weekend he had. But you guys can save that for Wednesday.
Right. Well, I that's why I called him, you know, and said, hey, you want to jump on the show and we'll talk about your win and your car? And he's like, yep. I mean, he must
absolutely.
Have got back in 2 seconds. I was like, bam. I'm like, oh, man, he's such a nice guy. He really is.
You know what? What was crazy, I was talking to my buddy throughout the last week, too, and this can kind of tie over to anything anybody's doing. I will give a hats off to Gary for his social media content. He was definitely keeping everybody informed, had some nice detailed write-ups and things like that, too. So definitely pay attention to what he's doing.
Right. I mean, that's huge, you know. That's what I've seen him everywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just being on that thing and, you know, reposting it so it goes to the top and doing more. And, I mean, it's a lot of work, you know?
Absolutely.
It is a lot of work. I mean, for the radio show, I don't do it near enough, you know? I should.
It's a lot of time, man. It's, I was doing it quite a bit with our stuff, and I definitely have slowed down a lot. I like to post pictures just so I have them so I don't lose them, but, you know, we're not really promoting anything right now, just promoting having fun. And, you know, I think that's one thing I've been trying to do lately is just let people know how easy it is to go kind of hang out with your kids. You don't have to sit at home. Kids want to hang out with their parents, I think. I mean, my kids do.
Not all kids.
Not all kids.
Say that.
Right. I mean,
you know,
it's
they don't
point.
Have
the
greatest parents, you know. I mean, it's sad,
but,
it's true.
But
I shouldn't say they don't have good parents. They have parents that are with some issues, I guess, is all I can say.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's perfect.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I mean, anymore, it's like, it's hard to leave your kids at the skate park or just let them go run amok. When I was a kid, you can go run amok. You know, I grew up in Tahoe, out in Myers.
Yeah.
So our running amok was out in the woods on an amateur ranch getting shot out with rock salt. When he'd see us and chase us off. You know what I mean? That's what we did. And nowadays it's like, man, the kids freaking don't really have a ton to do.
Dude, you know what I've noticed lately? The last 3 weekends in a row, you know, I've been running around with the kids, hitting the skate parks and stuff. And the last, I mean, not to say that there isn't some, you know, places that are a little rougher than others, but, you know, we'll hit them all. We went to San Francisco and hit some like OG skate parks, but we had respect and, you know, asked the locals if they were cool with us riding. They're like, not really. We're like, no problem, dude, totally get it. We'll go try somewhere else. But like, the local skate parks that we've been to recently, there's some rough kids, but for the most part, it's not anything worse than you and I were ever doing, you know? There's a couple older kids, this and that, but I don't know. Maybe they act a little bit different when there is a parent actually around. Who knows?
You know where I saw you guys at? One of your videos was Roche Park.
Mm-hmm.
I love that place, dude. I got a lot of freaking miles on that place. A lot. I used to rip
that
thing.
Yeah, the kids love that place. Everyone loves it. Seems like everybody loves it.
That bowl is so fun. It's just a pumper, you know?
Yeah.
You don't ever have to get off. You don't have to push. I can just pump around, and it's awesome. I love that place.
A lot of flow.
Yeah, it does have some flow for a small park, you know?
Absolutely.
Good one. I used to go there a lot. It was funny because I'll tell the story. When I first moved to Stack, my nephews, they were skating. They were just scootering and biking. I don't even think they were scootering. They were biking. But anyways, I'm going to get my skate and come out and skate with you guys. And they went, ah-ha, yeah, right, uncle. You're going to come skate. Ha-ha. I'm all right, you little son of a bitches. So I went and got pads and everything, a helmet, and I ride with all my gear, you know? I'm old. I got to. And freaking just started skating, dude. And, like, they were like, oh, yeah, that's my uncle. That's my uncle. That is my uncle. And after that, they weren't laughing nothing. Because I was pretty good right out of the gate. You know, I skated my whole life.
Right.
And I got back to where I, like, used to be, almost to where I used to be when I was younger. I was, like,
that's awesome.
Going to, Power Inn? That place is great.
Yep.
I like big tranny. You gotta
heck
like
yeah,
big
you
tranny.
Do. Like, tranny only at the skateboard park.
Right. But there's big one bowl, like a 14-foot pool at Power Inn. I think it's deeper. I don't know. It might only be 14 feet. It's a 14-foot transition, though. It's freaking huge, and it's like the shallow end's like gnarly, gnarly to drop in. But it's like old school bowl, you know, a true pool. And it's sick. It is so fun on bad big stuff. Cunningham, you ever been to Cunningham? It's in San Jose.
Oh, in Folsom? Oh, no.
No, it's in San Jose. It's like one of the biggest around, but it's got huge transition like that. You know, if you fall, you can do a knee slide and you're good.
Heck yeah.
Anything flat? Oh, man, little stuff. I can't go to my knees, and I'm hating it if I got to run. My day's over.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I had to quit skating again, because of my stupid knee, dude. I couldn't do it anymore.
I don't think they ever just get better, you know, the knees.
Yeah, they do. You get new ones.
Bolt-ons?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Hell to the yee-yas. Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Nothing. We're good.
Right on. I seen, a week or 2 weeks ago, Travis Pastrana ran that motocross of Nations, that Red Bud, I think it was. You follow any of that?
Yeah, what was it? No.
The motocross?
No, tell me.
It was motocross of Nations where, I guess, however many countries show up with a three-rider team. I want to say it was a three-rider team, and whoever scored the best won overall. I don't think the USA won. I think they got, like, I don't even know where they finished, but I think France won.
What's it called?
Motocross of Nations. Anyways, Travis Pastrana, Kevin Windham, and Ryan Seitz rode for Team Puerto Rico to raise money for the country after the big floods, I believe, last year or maybe earlier this year. And
I guess
Pastrana rode a 252 stroke with the 450s and ran pretty good. It was real muddy and stuff, so he did all right. You know, he hasn't raced professionally in a bunch of years, but he did pretty good. But what I was getting at is I think his knees are shot too, and he was trying some of that CBD oil on him and I guess had great results with it.
Yeah. I'm a believer, man, in that for sure. Results and recap. Here we go. It's on October 8th. It says, for the first time since 2010, the iconic Motocross of Nations, the world's oldest one-day team motorsports race, was held in America at the famed Red Bud MX track in Buchanan, Michigan. Monster Energy says 81,000 fans were present Sunday during 72nd edition of the Motocross of Nations. Following Saturday's qualifying, it appeared that the race would come down to some battling between the top three MXON qualifiers. The Netherlands, that'd be Koldenhof, Herling, and Viandrin. Dang, Italy's nobody we know. France. So we're not even in the top three.
Top five. It looks like Eli Tomac and Aaron Plessinger, but at P5.
The Netherlands and Italy put up a massive fight, but they couldn't conquer the reigning MXON champion team France. This was France's fifth. Computer crash. So anyways, good battle. Not with the Americans.
I think they were probably pretty close. Some guys were saying that because the track was so rough, the Americans weren't quite as fast on that type of surface, but need to rough it up a little bit and let them guys get after it.
So the Netherlands and Italy put up a massive fight, but they couldn't conquer the MXON champion team France, so France did win. This was France's fifth straight MXON win. Under muddy conditions, France claimed the victory ahead of Italy and the Netherlands. Though France won, nobody on the team scored a win in any of the three motos. Claiming all three moto wins was the Netherlands. Heerlings took the first moto win and Colin the second moto win. What? Suffered an eye injury in the first race, dropping the team's position dramatically. Okay. So France kind of got handed it to, you know, they got to hand it to them.
But someone wrecked or something?
Yeah, someone wrecked or had an eye injury, so he was out. They lost a bunch. The scoring for the MXON is unique. The least amount of points given is the winner. The way it works is each first place is awarded 1 point. Second place, 2 points. Third place, 3 points, etc. There are three classes, MXON, MXGP, MX2, and Open. The worst score of these three races is dropped, and the lowest combined score wins. So that's kind of cool. They do the opposite, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking after Motocross of Nations, okay, stupid. Okay, here we go.
All right.
As for the home favorite, Team USA, Eli Tomac, Justin Barcia, and Aaron Plessinger was hoping for a first win since 2011, but they couldn't keep up the pace of the Europeans. Dang, Team USA finished sixth, a point behind Great Britain and Australia. The latter two teams were tied with 48 points, and Australia was credited fourth due to better standings in each specific race. Says, I'm not surprised. Fernandez said of one of the Americans, threat was nullified. I come from the GPs, and I watch every weekend, and I know the level of what these guys can do. So, yeah, they're calling this is what they say. In America, the tracks are awesome, good, and fun. The guys in Europe, where the tracks are so difficult, sketchy, and with so many different kinds of conditions, I think they build better skills than we saw, and we saw it today. 250 is strong. I mean, so he's saying they got all jacked up everything, and they drive that or ride on that. So when they come to the smooth stuff, the Americans have the nice stuff, and he says it's easy for them. He's talking shit.
Everything's
doing.
Well, I think that, I mean, lots of guys were saying that it's the tracks are all prepped out here, and they just run them into the ground out there. So I guess they're used to it. The guys out here are just, I guess, used to just grabbing throttle and getting after it. Just different riding style, you know?
Right, right.
Chalk it up to that.
For sure. For sure. But, what else? MotoGP, Marquez, another championship. That guy's out of control. He's a stud. He's not the,
he's the
new Valentino Rossi still. But he's
What's
a new
Rossi
badass.
Doing?
He's not even he's still racing. He's on the podium all every time just about. But he has a hard
not
time
getting
winning
after
a championship.
That's good.
Yeah, he's freaking 40 almost, you know?
Yeah.
Slipping, and I think he's just like 38 or something, but he still broke every record and is a badass, and no one will ever be, you know, even Valentino Rossi. But Marquez
is Michael
like
Jordan.
He is Michael Jordan, but then Kobe is freaking, you know, Marquez, you know,
right.
Because he's starting to win everything, dude. All the time. He's good.
I seen a video of him. I guess he blew up in qualifying or something and sprinted back to the pits, got on a backup bike with, like, one lap left and went and put it on pole a few years back.
Yeah, dude. And that lap, if you got to see that, was, he was nose wheeling in every corner, like getting the bike was just coming out from, you know, to the side because he was hitting the brakes so hard. And he was just, I mean, he was driving that thing so flipping hard, man. I mean, I don't know. It was intense.
Sick.
It was intense. If you guys can see that, you got to look at that. The Rossi crash out in Malaysia. So what else, that's what, your kid's doing, right? Dirt bikes?
Yes and no. We're struggling to find the time to do that as much as we want to do, with all the prep and everything that's gone into it. But I think you'll be seeing us hit it a little bit more in the next couple months.
Right.
Trying to get rid of a couple of these things. I'm looking at them right now. I'm like going, what did we do?
Right.
Got to sell some of these things.
Yeah, you got to sell to get some other stuff. But you know, I'm
a
believer in that. Well, when you get some money, you got to go buy something. And people think that's
my
funny,
savings.
But then you got something. You don't spend your money. Yeah, it's my bank. If I ever need to get rid of it, we will. But...
Uh-huh.
You know? That's what I'm saying. So, Rossi got third this year. Marquez got first. And Andre Dovizioso on a Ducati got second.
Oh, wow.
That's,
did you look at
that? That's good. Man. I think Rossi's racing another year. I think he signed a 2-year deal, maybe. I don't know. I can't say that. I don't know if he signed a contract yet or what. I think he's on contract for at least one more year.
That'll be cool, man. He's been around forever. Everybody that's in the motorcycle industry or watch, you know, knows about him. So,
right.
Definitely put it on the map, you know.
Right, for sure. For sure. Flipping, I was going to talk about your kid. What about getting him on a street bike, like a, you know, a little road bike? and go in the tracks?
You know, I don't know. I think he'd probably do that, you know. That's not something we've really been around too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he would do anything. He'll try anything, you know.
Right, and I think he'd be good at it. Cause he's fast in his go-kart, and he's fast in his on his dirt bike, you know what I mean? So you put that thing on the street, and he's going to be flying.
I can't wait to see him get a go-kart again, man. That's what we're really focusing on. That's why I need to get rid of these freaking dirt bikes. Well, not all of them. We got too many, but...
What do you got for go-karts?
A couple dirt bikes. What's that?
What do you got for go-karts?
I have my 80 shifter, and that's it right now. But we have one lined up, a cadet lined up for Mason. Just got to get the money all together, and we'll be back in the game.
Nice. And that's a good cart, right? It's only a season old, right?
Yep.
Two?
One or two,
old?
Yeah. It's definitely not
okay.
Junk, and we got a ways to go
right,
to
right.
Learn still. So.
Right. What motor's going to go on it?
Probably a 206. I mean, by the
right.
time, who knows what will be going on by
he
the
could,
time we get ready to crawl.
He can race the beginner junior one. Whatever they
yeah,
call
probably
that.
Try that for a little bit, and then I see us getting kicked out of that class pretty quick.
Why?
Because my kid can go pretty good. He's been driving a cadet cart since he was, what, barely five and a half?
Right. So I don't know if they'd let him. I mean, they probably would, you know. At least
yeah.
run a few races till he gets his feet wet, you know. Maybe not run the whole season, but you might as well run it if you're going to do two or three. You might as well run it every time, run two classes.
Heck yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if they move you up, you know, automatically. You're just schooling everybody. I don't think they do. Oh, is it your first season? And it's his first
right.
season coming back. So I don't
for
know if
sure.
they'll be able to. But that'd be cool if you could.
We're a little ways
but
out.
We'll, he's going to fall right back into it, dude. He's going to freaking bam.
So.
He's fast again. He knows what he's doing. He'll probably even be better than he was. His window's short for karting.
Yeah,
you know.
Especially for him.
Right, so you got to get it in while you can.
Yeah, one more. I think we put another run at it, see where we end up, and then probably move on to some other stuff. Kid wanted to buy a football the other day, so we did. That might be the way to go with it.
Yeah, that's what I always said, dude. He needs to get into football and basketball and baseball. You know, big kids play
yep.
baseball, dude. You know, all those, whichever yep. one he shines at, cause he's going to be probably good at them all.
Yeah.
You know, but whatever one shines the most, concentrate on that, you know.
Absolutely.
That's what I would do if I was to have kids again, you know. Just give them a chance to do everything and whatever they shine at, then you put all your eggs into that basket, you know.
For sure. Yeah,
who
I want
knows?
To, you know,
maybe
whatever,
you can go pro.
I don't know. I think the biggest thing for kids that are successful in any sport is, I think, just the passion. You know what I mean? And I really haven't seen that in anything we've done yet. He hasn't just been like, I got to do it. I got to do it. I got to do it yet. But he's still a little guy, so got a few years ahead till he finds something.
Right. Like you say, he's just a big kid. He looks freaking... like he's 20, you know,
yeah.
he's only seven, dang, how old's little man, micro?
Four? He just turned four in September.
He's coming into his own too, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's wild now, man. You would be like, what happened to this kid?
Right. He came out of
rotten.
His own shell.
Oh, yeah.
That's
there's
awesome.
That shell's in the garbage can.
Right. That's awesome, dude. He loves it, man. I see the videos of him. He charges. He wants to beat people. He knows what's up with racing.
Dude, I took him to the dirt jumps this weekend. on his little bike, and he's seen all the big kids going down the big run. And I'm like, you want to go down that? He's like, yep. It's like, all right, buddy, we'll just do what they're doing. Well, I didn't mean for him to send it off of a jump, and this kid bombs the hill, and like some teenage, like 16, 17-year-old kids were on full suspension mountain bikes and sending it off these pretty big tabletops. Well, this little shithead goes hits the biggest jumps that are there, and just everyone's like, you could hear the park get silent, like, oh my God. And he rode it off.
No way. Like, he pulled it?
Oh yeah. I'm like, dude, you're done. You're not jumping. You're not doing that again. Go over here, these little guy jumps.
Why? You should have said, do that again. Can you do that again?
I don't think my heart can take it, man. It would have been all bad.
Oh, he went big, huh?
Yeah, it was, everyone's all, dude, he got like 3 feet of air. Had no idea what he was doing.
That's awesome.
Sketchy kids.
Did it scare him? Was he like, whoa?
He was laughing the whole time. He was like, I'm like, dude, you scared me, man.
I love it.
Oh, good man.
He's not good. He's going to be a wild one. He's going to be the one that's going to be like the biker, dirt biker. You need to get homie into like baseball and football.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys play catch with the baseball, right? You guys play baseball a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We do it all, man. Whenever we got a little bit of downtime, the kids are doing go-karts or playing football or whatever they want to do. They're just on the hammer till they can't do it anymore.
Right. All right. Well, hey, let's take a quick break. And
Man,
you guys are probably out there sleeping. You guys are awake out there? We're just like over here just having a conversation like we're on the phone. And it's what we do here, man, you know. Talk about it, whatever we want. It's what we do.
Heck yeah.
But if you need some good, bad advice, then you get a hold of us. Phone number is 213-943-3552. 213-943-3552. All right. And we'll be right back. This is Mad Dog and Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
What up, what up? Harrell here. We lost Mad Dog. We found him. We lost him. Lost and found. Found and lost. But he had to cut. Something about kids and the house burning down or something. So I just want to thank everybody out there tonight for hanging out with us. And, man, just kind of bearing with us till we get this thing going. You know, it's going to be good. We just got to iron out some details, so bear with us. Don't forget about Hump Day with Harrell on Wednesday, where there's going to be Gary Carlton, Jess Peterson, and Kai Sorensen all on the show on Wednesday. So tell everybody about that one. Spread the word. It'll be a great, great show. And, man, thanks for starting out your week with us. And next time you need some good, bad advice, give us a call. This is Harrell. We'll see you guys next Monday.
Good night, all you've come to.